Hello out there to all you people who used to be on the go, multitaskers, and everybody stuck inside because of the Wuhan quarantine. This is Homeschool Mom, Movie Maven, and these are my suggestions on cooking in the time of quarantine. Now that we're stuck at home with fewer and fewer restaurants, even takeout to choose from, and less money with which to buy from them, I suspect many of you are now digging into the bottom of your freezers playing Ready, Set, Cook, the home version. For those of you unfamiliar with Ready, Set, Cook, it was a show wherein two opposing teams were given ingredients which had to be included to make an entire meal. For example, Team A might choose something like chocolate, asparagus, and jalapenos to give to Team B, and Team B might have chosen sugared breakfast cereal, liver, and olives. A limited time later, the team which came up with the most edible dishes won. When all of our six homeschooled kids were over five, we decided to give this a try with the added caveat that the team who gave the ingredients to the other team had to be willing to eat whatever that opposing team came up with. This saved on wasted food and disgusting items. As we were almost evenly split between genders, it was boys versus girls, and we all unanimously agreed that the boys' Three Stooges spaghetti won out hands down over whatever forgettable and possibly inedible thing we girls had made. With that in mind, and understanding that many people are doing more cooking for more people over a longer period of time and with fewer ingredients than they ever thought possible, I thought it might be fun to suggest some movies which inspire you to cook. Now, I'm not going to include anything gross, like The Cook, The Thief, His Wife and Her Lover, or Sweeney Todd, which themes of revenge, violence, and cannibalism would likely be offensive to 99% of even the adult audience and certainly turn you off from food. That's kind of contrary to what we intended here. All of these chosen movies that I've picked legitimately make me hungry and want to head to the kitchen either for a snack or to break out my pots and pans. Ratatouille is number one. This absolutely delightful, complex, funny, and intelligently plotted animated movie about a French farm rat who could cook was and is a favorite in our house. Remy is a rat who, unlike his very large family, and due to his intelligence and refined sense of smell, does not want to eat the garbage of which his family happily partakes. He also doesn't want to steal from people anymore. So after a hilarious sequence of events, Remy the rat finds himself not only separated from his brothers and sisters, but secretly tutoring a schlemiel in a multi-star Parisian kitchen on the art of fine cuisine. Ratatouille features the truly delicious voice acting of Patton Oswalt from Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. as Remy, Brian Dennehy as Django, Remy's dad, Ian Holm as Remy's nemesis, Lou Romano, who is a pretty cheesy name, right? Ha ha, plays the young chef Linguini. Jeanine Garofalo is Tatou, Linguini's love interest, and the late legendary Peter O'Toole is the menacing and bitter food critic appropriately named Ego. To spice things up, there are also the traditional Pixar voice cameos by Brad Bird, the director, and the Pixar ubiquitous John Ratzenberger. To blend everything together, the artistry of hundreds of talented animators and music composed by the creative versatility of Michael Giacchino, who is the composer for dozens of incredible films from The Incredibles to Jojo Rabbit and Star Trek Beyond, and you have a cinematic feast for the whole family. Next in line is Julie and Julia. Working our way up the age ladder, this is a movie which, though without sex or violence, has a few naughty jokes between married couples and sexual references, as well as some profanity. The premise of this very cute movie is based on a true experience of a young woman who decides to work her way through the entirety of Julia Child's Mastering the Art of French Cooking. Much like a much older movie, The French Lieutenant's Woman, which also happened to star Meryl Streep, it tells two couples' stories separated in time by decades in a corresponding way. On the one hand is the love story of the marriage between Julia Child, played by Meryl Streep, and her devoted husband Paul, played by Stan Tucci, covering the time right after World War II through the almost miraculous publication of Julia Child's now famous book. Unable to have children and finding herself in France as the wife of a member of the OSS, which was a predecessor to the CIA, Julia found herself with not a lot to do, so she threw herself into learning genuine French cuisine in order to pass it on to regular housewives in America. The parallel story is of Eric and Julie Powell, played by Amy Adams and Chris Messina, in the early 2000s. He is a magazine writer and she is a writer stuck in a job she hates at a call center. To relieve her dissatisfaction, Julie decides to blog her way through cooking every recipe in Julia Child's book. The results of both Julie's efforts as well as the modern couple's part of the movie were hit and miss. But Streep's brilliant portrayal of Child and the beautiful chemistry-filled scenes with Streep and Tucci are worth the price of admission alone. The next is Chef. The next course is the charming Chef, written, directed, and starring Jon Favreau, who played Happy from the Marvel movies, especially the Iron Man franchise. Along with several of Favreau's Marvel friends, and some tasty performances from others, is this wonderful movie. Favreau plays Casper, a creative and somewhat temperamental chef at a fine dining establishment owned and managed by Reeve, who is played by the American cinematic treasure Dustin Hoffman. Reeve does not appreciate Casper's creativity spilled out all over his traditional menu, so they come to creative blows. With the financial and or emotional support of his ex-wife, played by Sofia Vergara, her very eccentric ex-husband Marvin, played by Robert Iron Man Downey Jr., Sophia and Casper's young teen son Percy, played by MJ Anthony, Casper's best friend Molly, who is played by Scarlett Black Widow Johansson, and his partner John Leguizamo, and a harsh food critic named Ramsey, played by Oliver Platt. Casper strikes out around the country in a food truck specializing in Cuban food. The movie becomes far more than a comedy about a guy starting a new business, but rises like yeast and homemade bread into an analogy for relearning family love, having the faith to start over, the charity to mend relationships, and the courage to try something new. It's funny, endearing, and a lovely little movie, but it has a lot of bad language. And while there is no sexual activity, it is talked about, sometimes in crude ways, usually for humor or guys bragging or joking with each other, but still, mid-teens at least for this movie. Burnt is the last course. Finally, The Adult-Only Crowd is a movie about a difficult man seeking redemption from his alcoholism as well as wrestling with his inability to connect with others. A gifted chef, Adam, played by Bradley Cooper, who is the voice of Rocket from Guardians of the Galaxy. What is it with these Marvel guys and cooking movies? Freshly from a self-created rehab in which he stays sober while shucking 1 million oysters, aspires to gain Michelin stars for his new restaurant. He is confident but manipulative, brilliant but verbally abusive. His greatest virtue is his self-honesty, slow to come to fruition but ultimately genuine, to accept responsibility for his sins as he seeks to clean up the messes he has made. The ersatz family with which he needs to make peace is populated by a wonderful ensemble cast. His talented second-in-command is Helene, played by Sienna Miller. His boss and owner of the restaurant is Tony, with whom Adam has a complicated personal relationship and is played by Daniel Brühl, who is another Marvel compatriot who played the nemesis in Captain America Civil War. Adam hires Michelle, played by Omar Sy from The Intouchables, as part of a debt of honor. Montgomery, played by Matthew Rhys from A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood, is a rival with whom Adam has a complicated professional relationship. Dr. Rosshild, played by Emma Thompson, is his therapist and confidant, who is hired by a very nervous Tony and who has the unenviable task of being sure that Adam stays clean and reasonably sane. The arc of Adam as a person and in his relationship with his team reminded me a bit of my own experiments in making a chocolate souffle. If, in your anxiety to succeed, I learned, you hurry the process, you will, more like than not, end up with something that is unfinished at its core and burnt and hard, crusty and unpleasant on the outside. But if you take your time, adjust your expectations to the creation's need, in effect, turn down the temperature and exercise patience, then you will end up with something that may not be what you initially planned, but will be delightful in its own unique brand of perfection. There is a good deal of close-to-nude moments, as well as a lot of bad language, more than a few referencing sex. There is also the issue of drug addiction, which takes the form of discussion therapy and the negative results, so mostly under the umbrella of bad warning, and certainly not as an example to be followed. Adam has emotional control issues and occasionally gets violent in bursts of anger. Ultimately, though, this is a movie about redemption and repentance, structured around the art of making edible masterpieces, but not on the menu for the kiddies. So there you go, from completely family-friendly to adults only and a couple in between. If you are of the right culinary spirit and age, try these delectable movies about people who would have no trouble staying home and spending the day cooking. And remember, if you're listening in your car or on an iPhone, you can get the full original review, including pictures and links, at www.homeschoolmommoviemaven, that's Maven spelled with an I, MAVIN.com. And take it from a homeschool mom, education doesn't always have to come from a book. Sometimes it can come from movies which cook up a few recipes with ingredients for life lessons.